sistimela sambile we baba
na sistimela sambile
we baba
si alem nambi
ukala bonamba.
More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Earlier in the show, we learned about the global project called Hours Against Hate, which seeks to bridge gaps between people who are often in opposition to each other. Albert Mazibuko and the group with whom he sings, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, had a close-up view of how a culture of intolerance can change. When the group formed in early 1960s South Africa, they played to a predominantly black audience, officially separated from the rest of the population by apartheid laws. But things began to change in the mid-1980s when Paul Simon called on the group to perform on his remarkable Graceland album. And in the 1990s, apartheid ended, Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo was front and center as cultural ambassadors of the new South Africa. Mazibuko, who has been with the group longer than anyone except founder Joseph Shabalala, sat down with me in the lobby of a hotel in Gurnee, Illinois, where the group is staying ahead of concerts tonight in Evanston and tomorrow in Milwaukee. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. It's good to be with you.
So you have been singing with Ladysmith Black Mambazo since 1969. Does anything still surprise you about music or performing or any of this?
Yes, it does. It is something that is always surprising because the music, it's full of surprises. You know, sometimes you meet people that you've never thought that you'd meet. The music, sometimes it takes you to some places that you've never even thought that you'll be there. And also, you know, it always have this kind of, what is the word, to give you some surprise in life itself. When you sing, so you have a feeling that you've never thought that you will have that feeling. Sometimes you're feeling down. And then soon as you start singing, and then so you feel sort of, wow, this magic is still around.
So the music still has the, even if you've been singing a song for 40 years, that song could still do something to your spirit that it's never done before.
Exactly. You know, amazingly, and then when you sing the song that you like song that Noma Temba, this is a song that it was written back in 1964. So we perform this song almost every night, but it has some different feelings every day, every night when you sing it. And then on some day when you sing this song, you said, wow, today I feel so good about these songs. So you understand it more.
Oh, young Mama Lisa. Oh, go girl. Oh, young Mama Lisa.
Mangi.
Mangi boni dandane. Ea ihlele. Kapansi womthunzi. Oh, young Mama Lisa. How, how, how.
Ngayibuza.
Ngayibuza igama layo.
Ayipendulanga.
Ayipendulanga. Yaphela phansi yaze yakhala. Izinyembezi. Izinyembezi.
Noma Themba.
Noma Themba, wangishiya, selendwa.
Did you imagine in 1969 that you would still be a part of this group 44 years later?
You know, I think that it's something that it makes me every day that I think I'm dreaming. I've never even thought of that. You know, even to go outside South Africa, it was the big dream that when you think about it, sort of, would I go outside South Africa? I'm talking about neighbors, like a country like Swaziland, Lesotho, Zimbabwe. But what is happening now is really amazing, because when I think and then I go back, I said, now I'm 65 years old and then I'm still singing and I'm still enjoying and I'm still so fit, and then I don't even feel that I'm 65. So why is that? And then when I look back, I said, it's a music. It's just the magic that the music it does to you. I remember when we were young, we used to be surprised by the music that it gave us the strength that we don't even know that we had. Sometimes you have something that you're afraid of, but when you start singing, and then all this, terrifying feeling, it just disappears. So the music, it still does that. And I'm still so surprised. It's amazing when I look back 1969. It feels like it was yesterday.
You were a younger man in 1969. What were you doing before you were a singer?
I was working at a building construction. I was working as a mechanic, fixing cars, machines, and very, you know, enthusiastic about it. And there was a very, I like that job, but it makes it so dirty, but I loved it.
You don't have any regrets giving up that career?
I don't have even an inch of it.
Can you, I think people have a sense for what your music sounds like, but can you explain the significance of it's called Iskatamiya?
Iskatamiya is a music that is sung by man, it's only man, it's four parts. We have the lead, which we call it first part, and then we have alto, the highest, and the tenor, which is the voice that I'm singing, and then we have basses. So that music is built on that format, and then it's a music that so we sing about everything. In fact, it's a music that it has originated from the Zulu dance. The Zulu dance is a music that is sung by women and men together, and then the significance of it is to dance, is to stomp the floor. But Iskatamiya, it got its name because when our forefathers, long time ago, when they were doing their dancing on the mine, so the dancing was disturbing the other people because they make a lot of banging noise. And then so they said, okay, we're not going to give up our dancing, but we will just tiptoe now, touch the floor. So that's kind of music that we sing. But when you go to Ladysmith Black Mambazo concert on stage, you see these nine guys lining up on stage with white shoes and black pants and the colorful shirts, and then the song starts, and then you hear the sound that it's like a heavenly sound, and then after that the dancing will start. These people, they will dance, and then they are with our hands and our feet. It's a happy music.
And I would imagine, especially at first, it was the first exposure that a lot of American and European audiences had to that sort of music. I wonder about today, when you're back home in South Africa, whether young people are familiar with the musical traditions that inform what your music is about, and whether there's some additional role that you play when you're at home keeping those traditions alive there.
Yes, you know, we have a big influence to young people. And then I was amazed when I go to this concert. They have a big concert that they organize for the schools every year in May. It's amazing that we have to turn out so many groups that they want to join because we only keep 50 of them. So the way they sing the music, and when you ask them, they said they got the inspiration from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And then some of them, they don't even imitate Ladysmith Black Mambazo because this kind of music, it's broad. So everyone takes the music, which is a tradition music from their home, and then they put it here. So I'm very glad that I think we have a big impact to the young people in South Africa. They said, we want to sing, we are not going to be Ladysmith Black Mambazo, but we want to keep the tradition.
You said this is happy music, and people describe your sound as joyous. Is it joyous to sing? Is that one of the feelings that you get? Is there a sense of contentment when you are producing that sound?
It's amazing. Every time when I sing, when I'm on stage, even in the studio, it takes me to some other world, the happy world, all the time. It's a very happy music.
We mentioned the 1980s, and that was when you first worked with Paul Simon. Did you have any sense before that record came out how special it was going to be, either that record itself or how special the effect was going to be on your group?
You know, I'll tell you the story. I remember the first time when I listened to it, because when we finished recording, they said, okay, we will send you some copies. And then I just put this cassette in, and then I put the earphones, and then the song starts. Immediately, I said, this is something that it will never stop us. This is going to take us to, I don't know where, but I just had that feeling. I never doubt that. But amazingly, after the album was out, I remember when we recorded the last song that we recorded, it was Diamonds on the Soles of Your Shoes. but the homeless, it was already there. And then Diamonds, I want to tell you something that it happened. Diamonds, when I listened to it, I said, oh, here we were just filling the number in the what you call. But as long as I was listening to it, I think I played maybe 4 or 5 times. And then I said, no, this song has got something too. Sibona kwenzeka
kanjani awa awa amantombazane ayazo. She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
I didn't confirm that until we performed it on stage. Because after we performed it on stage, it just took off.
Well, and it, to me, it seems like more of Homeless has such a strong influence from your group, and Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes is such a combination of Paul Simon and Ladysmith Black Mambazo that it's more subtle, and I could see where it would take 4 or 5 listens even for you to get why it was so special.
Absolutely. It's something that it gets into you. You have to give it time for the first time, and then when you are listening to it. And then the second time, the third time, it just got you.
She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds.
It was a revolutionary experience, I think, for the music world, because, of course, at the time there was the what they called the cultural embargo of South Africa. I wonder, you produced an album to celebrate the release of Nelson Mandela from prison after when apartheid was ending. And I think you sang when he received his Nobel Peace Prize and his inauguration as president. What are your memories of those times?
The special, that one when he went to Oslo, Norway, to receive his Nobel Peace Prize. That one stayed with me all the time because that was a highest of our career, to be in that particular special event. Because we were honored that they said they will allow us to sing at the ceremony. Because at that place, they said it's a sacred place, it's a holy place. They don't allow any instrument. We said, okay, that's good, because we've got our instrument right here. And then I remember getting there and then seeing for these dignitaries, these people sitting down with the black suit and white shirts and bow ties. And then when you sing for these people, something only it was on our mind, it was that we have conquered the world by coming here to receive this peace prize, because our country will be a peaceful country. Because we're very afraid that after our maybe independence, the war will broke out. Because before that, it was so much violence. But when Mandela came out and then he said, peace, take your weapon and then throw them in the ocean. So when he went there to receive this prize, we said, now it's we have a confidence that he's going to do what he was promising. It was very emotional. And so that's why it stays with us all the time. I remember when after we sing, because we combined 2 songs there. There was a song that it says King of Kings, and then we combined that song with the song that it was written for the political parties in South Africa to come together and solve their problems. And then we put those songs together, and then we make it about 4 minutes performance. And then when we finished, and then Mandela himself, he just stood up, and then he raised his fist, he said, Black Mambazo, Black Power. And then he sat down, and then we just leave the area. So it was very important. The one that when he was decorated, I remember we were joking because we had to wake up very early in the morning. Many were trying to get there because the security was so tight. And then when we get there, I remember we're sitting in these chairs there. We're joking amongst ourselves. We said, if someone can wake up from the grave now, we would be amazed. What are these black people doing here? And then I remember we were sitting right here, and then Mandela was sitting there. All the leaders from all over the world, most of them we saw on TV. So they came here there, and then I remember when you stand up and then we sing, the anthem was sung. South African anthem was sung officially for the first time, because it was the shortened version that was combining all the others, because Mandela wanted to accommodate everybody. And then after that, so we sang our songs, and then they said, this is time for Lady Smith Black Mambazo to sing, and then Mandela will take the stand to go to Son. And that was, you know, something amazing. And then we chose the same song, and then we sang it, the whole song. After that, we sat down, and then he went there, and then they saw him in the president of South Africa.
It must be amazing to think that when you started singing as part of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, South Africa was a completely different place, and then to have Nelson Mandela be inaugurated as president and you be a part of the ceremony, I can't even imagine what that would have been like.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, as I was telling you, that just being there, because even to come to near that place, you never even imagine. You have to be away, maybe about 5 miles away, to be inside there, it was amazing. And to be a part of it and then sing, especially before he was sworn to a president, it was amazing. But it always takes us back that has been our dream when we started singing. Because when we started singing, Lady Smith Black Mambazo has been around for some Joseph singing with other members. When he came to us and then he said to us, I want us to sing and then unite our people in South Africa, sing about the music that is gonna make our people that they can achieve their freedom. But we are not going to sing the freedom songs because we don't want to get ourselves into trouble. But we'll sing the song that people, they will understand, and then they will be uniting. So that was the fruit of that. But that time it was only that, it was amazing to be there.
Do you feel like you have had that, you've had that effect, that you have made South Africa a more peaceful place?
We feel that our music has been encouraging people that they can make peace with one another. Because I remember when the political parties in South Africa, they were fighting, in their rallies they were inviting us, all of them, the different parties. And then there is a song that we sang, and then we call them by their name. So when we call the other one, and then they said, no, just stop there, don't call the other one, but we call the other one. And then they asked us why. We said, because we have to come together. There's no one who's an enemy for anyone. I think our music has a big, influence on that. Mandela himself, when he met us for the first time, he said he was listening to our music. He said, keep up the good job. The people that have been exiled, they said they were singing our music just to get the strength and then the sense of being peaceful with themselves and the other people.
Nelson Mandela is 94 now, and he is, as we have this conversation, in the hospital fighting a lung infection. Is he on your minds as you tour so far from home?
He is always on my prayer every day when I go to sleep, and then when I get up in the morning doing my morning prayer, I put him in the prayer, because he has done so much for the world.
What makes you happiest as you finish a concert or as you finish a concert tour? What? How do you know that you've gotten it right?
It's to see people being happy, and then even if I got time to talk to them, even if I didn't, when we sing the last song and then I see their smile, that makes me very happy.
Well, Albert Mazibuko, here's to another 44 years as part of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Albert Mazibuko has been a member of the South African group Ladysmith Black Mambazo since 1969. The group will sing tomorrow night at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. We spoke with him at his hotel in Gurnee, Illinois. And with Ladysmith Black Mambazo taking us out, that is all for today's edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. It's 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.
For peace in our Father, we are asking for peace in the world.